would like to share with you that has worked for me is 5 things. I do more big batch cooking. I make a lot of food in August and again in December or early January, and I keep it in the deep freeze, and then my husband and I can kind of pick away at it over the course of the semester. Just one last thing to do. The second thing that I do is I make not to-do lists. So a lot of people make to-do lists of things that they're going to get done and things around the house, ironing, cleaning, and things like that, and I make not-to-do lists, so things I'm not going to do consciously because I just don't have time and they're just not a priority during a semester. The third thing that I did this year, upon the suggestion of one of our instructors, we created a group on the AU landing just to kind of talk about non-school stuff and converse and connect and whatnot. And I think that there's real potential there for even like a virtual class student lounge or something like that where people can connect and emphasize that, you know, we're all going through something that's rather difficult and support one another and share a few laughs and whatnot. The fourth one is in ensuring that I still get connected and network with people in my area of interest for research as well as a master's student. I sometimes think that people forget that I'm a master's student because I'm not visibly attending classes and whatnot, but I do make an effort to attend research-related conferences and events throughout my workplace and at our university here in Prince George, and just to kind of get my name out there and find out what else is going on. And the fifth thing that I do, which helps me create more time for spending on school, is just to pick and choose those activities that are the most important to me and stay with those. So that can be my, you know, being active outside.